Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And I can't get the audio to play. Well, I'm not sure why this audio is not playing. Let me see if I can flip over here and find the audio here. See if we can get to play here. Well, sorry about that. I was going to play the audio for you. Let me just tell you what the story is. Lauren Ann Lombardi has filed a complaint in U.S. District Court. She filed it last week, seeking declaratory and injunctive relief against three Navy officers in their official capacities. She's suing Commander Adam Bryan, Lieutenant Ben Bishong, and an unnamed social media administrator. According to the lawsuit, Lombardi claims that the Blue Angels' annual flight demonstrations over Seattle in August of 23 and 24 subjected her pet cat, Layla.
Eric Clapton's Layla?
Layla? Subjected the cat to extreme distress. Now, Layla suffered from congestive heart disease, which her owner blames the Blue Angels for exacerbating, and she also blames the Blue Angels for subjecting her, the woman, the human, to oppression. You know, we live in a stupid world. After posting profanity-laced criticisms and sharing a petition titled, "We All Want to Feel Safe, No More Blue Angels Over Seattle," Lombardi says her account was blocked by at U.S. Navy Blue Angels. That's the official Blue Angels Instagram page. Now, I think she has probably more self-awareness than your average liberal dumbass. She actually said this, "I'm a very spiteful, vengeful person." No feces, Sherlock. Really? Yeah, I think you are. Now, regarding actual abuse of cats, look what she did to poor Layla, the cat she's all upset about. Cats are noble creatures that should never be subjected to humiliating outfits. But no, she dresses her cat up all the time. It's insane. Utterly insane. But let's move on. I can't get the audio to play anyway. So we all know about Zoran Mondani. If you don't think that Marxism and communism, fascism, is spreading into this country, all we have to do is look at Zoran Mondani. He's advocated for the abolition of private property. But he says he's not a communist. He calls himself a Democrat socialist. Well, isn't that special? Now, I found an old video. So along very similar lines, the Marxist dictator who destroyed the formerly wealthy and beautiful Cuba was not a communist. Did you not realize that? No, Fidel Castro was not a communist. All he wanted was social justice also. Now, listen to this audio. Hope this one plays. Of Fidel Castro being interviewed and asked whether he's not a communist.
What is your political philosophy? Are you a communist or a Marxist?
There is not communism or Marxism in our ideas. Our political philosophy is representative democracy and social justice in a well-planned economy.
Ooh, social justice, representative democracy, in a well-planned economy.
Would you seize lands of absentee owners, or would you expropriate foreign holdings?
No, we don't think to seize any land to anybody. What we will do is to buy those lands that be out of production, to give them to poor countrymen.
How do you plan now to seize the power?
We are not fighting for power. We are fighting for finishing tyranny. And then our movement will seize power by free election. We don't want power by force.
Would you be president?
We will establish a real representative and democratic government. I don't think in being president. I am not fighting for that, nor for any other charge. I cannot answer you about myself because I don't think about that.
Tell me something about the plight of the ordinary Cuba.
The first plight now is the lack of freedom and justice. And after that, a low standard of living. Hundreds of thousands of young men without job. But Cuba is a rich country with a wonderful future if we only have good governments. Well, a matter.
How did you come?
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that frightening? You note that Fidel Castro, this is just before he finally took over Cuba, actually sounds more moderate than Mondani. Even though Castro achieved power by violence rather than by getting a bunch of white liberals to vote for him, nonetheless, you could take that that interview from Fidel Castro and apply it to everything that Mondami says. If you don't believe that they come disguised as, oh, we just, you know, we want a social justice. No, we don't want to. No, not private property. We'll buy the property, but then we'll give it to some poor people. We'll do all of these things. We'll have good government. Cuba is a very rich and wealthy country. It'll be even better after this. Look at Cuba today. They come clothed in all of these, this wonderful language, all these wonderful things, truth, justice, social justice, blah, 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 blah. And then, once they get power, they enact their communist policies. And that's precisely what Mondani is doing. Don't be fooled by it. I'll be right back.
Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
If you're about to replace your roof, stop. There's a solution about 80% less expensive. 9 out of 10 roofs can be saved by RoofMax. Guaranteed to extend the life of your current roof by 5 to 15 years at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. RoofMax's deep penetrating power restores flexibility and water protection. Nobody wants to replace their roof. Restore it instead with RoofMax.
Call 1-855-ROOFMAX for a free roof inspection.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure and follow me on X, social media. That's the most active place I am. Formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now. I would certainly appreciate it. It's interesting to me how easy it is to find just stupid stuff all across the country going on. And this is just one of those segments where it's just like, this is just a collection of just goofy, dumbass stuff. I call it dumbassery that I have found, particularly this week since I was out so much sick, that I just made a collection of these. For example, the leftism that's infecting professional sports has driven, I think, a lot of people just to find a better use for their time. But it's nice to know that there are still some people in the NFL, like Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, who just won't put up with it anymore. A reporter presented this as a question regarding Harbaugh's visit to the White House. The question was, it's obviously a divisive political time. In the past, Donald Trump has said denigrating things about Baltimore. As a prominent representative of Baltimore, what were your thoughts on making that visit? Oh.
Denigrating things about Baltimore, including those who were there. Yeah. You know, as a prominent representative of Baltimore, and
well, how you frame that question? I would frame the question like, you got a chance to go visit with the president, man. What was that experience like? It was amazing. It was awesome. And I promise you, I root for our president. You know, I want our president to be successful, just like I want my quarterback to be successful, and I want my team to be successful. And it was an amazing experience. You know, it's not often you get invited and you get a chance to do something like that as a family. You know, we were there. My daughter was there. Jim's daughters were there. My mom and dad were there. My mom and President Trump, you know, was just seeing how he treated her was really meaningful.
The question, remember, it's obviously a divisive political time. In the past, Donald Trump has said denigrating things about Baltimore. As a prominent representative of Baltimore, what were your thoughts on making this visit? He had that was a master class of a response. By the way, the question was asked by Kyle Goon of the Baltimore Banner. Now, seriously, that's his name, Kyle Goon. Now, the dictionary defines Goon as a, quote, stupid person. Over at OutKick, they report that Goon did not ask Harbaugh a follow-up, and neither did anybody else. Well, no doubt, Goon and his colleagues slunk away to go sulk. A true dumbass, Goon recently denounced Trump as racist for wanting the Washington Redskins to go back to their proper name, even though it offends clownish liberals like himself. We need more people like Harbaugh. I'm not a big NFL guy. So I assume that he's the coach of the Baltimore Ravens. So, you know, good for him. And good for him for responding that way. It just shows exactly how the press ought to be handled. It's my lesson I always try to teach everyone, including all of you, each and every one of you. Don't always buy into the premise of the question. When you're asked a question, think about the premise and then give an answer to the appropriate way. Speaking of, you know, making the right answer, sometimes you make the right answer, which turns out to be for yourself personally the wrong answer. And I know that observations become cliches because they're true. Consider, for example, this. With Democrats, every accusation is a confession. Every accusation is a confession. In other words, what's the old saying? You know, whenever you point your finger, you've got, you know, four others pointing back at you. This achieved cliche status because it accurately describes the tendencies of those on the left to project their own personal flaws and misdeeds upon their opponents. Now, the creepy personification of the deep state at its most nefarious, John Brennan, actually pushes that cliche to comic levels by accusing Tulsi Gabbard of mischaracterizing, misrepresenting, and lying after she exposed Brennan for mischaracterizing, misrepresenting, and lying in order to prop up Obama's Russiagate hoax. Here's Brennan over on MSNBC.
Tulsi Gabbard, you know, she may be impaired on the ethics front, certainly, but she's not impaired on the intellect front. And so I can only presume that she is doing this intentionally mischaracterizing, misrepresenting, and lying about what she has found.
Exactly what you did. You mischaracterized, you misrepresented, and you lied. And then you got others to go along with your misrepresentations, your mischaracterizations, and your lying. To the extent that they took falsified so-called intel, the Steele dossier, written by an operative on behalf of Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee, turned it into an intel report, and then used bits and, you know, chosen selective parts of it, and went to the FISA courts and got a search warrant so you could go spy on the Trump campaign. You know, if they had any virtues, self-awareness is not among their virtues, if they do have any. They're smugly snug in their elitist bubbles. They can't even hear us laughing at them. They can't even hear what they say. You know, if you can see, if you watch this video, I'm not a body language expert by any stretch of the imagination. But I do get when people are uncomfortable. They start to shift. You know, they'll kind of shift in their chair at the inappropriate time. You can watch them, you know, particularly if it's a man, you can watch their Adam's apple move as they're listening to the question and they swallow and then they kind of move because they're trying to think of the answer because they know they're getting ready to lie. They're getting ready, you know, they know that what the question is, I've got to throw the answer back so I blame somebody else for exactly what I did. Well, that's exactly what he was doing there. That is precisely what he was doing. The whole Tulsi Gabbard thing, was there a lot of new stuff in it? Maybe there wasn't a lot of new stuff in what she disclosed, but it was this. It was an affirmation with the actual documentation of what went on. The Russiagate was a hoax. It started at the highest levels in the Oval Office with Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Susan Rice, their national security advisor, all sitting there with the director of the FBI and the director of the CIA, all sitting there together deciding that, yes, what we're going to do is we're going to frame Trump. We're going to come up with, no, don't use this presidential brief. Go back and rewrite it to fit our narrative, and then we'll take that brief to Trump. We'll show him that we've got all of this intel about all these bad things that we did, and then we'll leave and we'll leak it to the press, and then that will be the foundation by which we can start an investigation. Absolutely horrendous what they did to Donald Trump. And not just to Donald Trump, what they did to the country. Because it took away his power to really govern as he wanted to for those 4 years. And think about the money wasted and how we've become much more, rightfully so, cynical about how they lie to us. More dumbassery coming up next. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Did you know that over 85% of grass-fed beef sold in America is actually imported, even when it's labeled product of USA? It often comes from overseas. That means fewer opportunities for our American farmers and more families disconnected from the source of their food. We started Good Ranchers because we wanted to change that. Every cut of beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood we offer is 100% American, sourced directly from local farms and ranches. When you choose Good Ranchers, you're helping preserve the legacy of American agriculture and keeping honest, hardworking families in business. And with every purchase, Good Ranchers donates a portion of the proceeds to Paralyzed Veterans of America, giving back to our nation's heroes. This is more than meat. It's a mission. Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year. That's GoodRanchers.com, code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
download every day for you. That will download the weekday program plus the weekend program, so you get all 6 days of me. What more could you ask for? Well, you could do this in a deep blue jurisdiction, in a deep blue state like Illinois. Illinois. Other people's money is thrown at the stupid leftist education establishment so fast and furiously that the Democrats in charge don't even seem to care whether the beneficiaries of those tax dollars, of that largesse, are even in operation. For this comes to us from the College Fix. For yet another year, Illinois legislators allocated $500,000 to a college that no longer exists. Though Lincoln College closed in the spring of 2022, checks calendar, yes, that would be 3 years ago, the state budget continues to set aside money for it. The college closed down in May of 2022, blaming COVID-19 lockdowns and a cyber attack. Now, the absurdly draconian COVID lockdowns were imposed on Illinois by Democrats. So the party of government, the party that loves big government, bestows life with free money, then takes it away with hyper-regulation. But ironically, Lincoln College, a beneficiary of the party of big government, of Democrats, will live on indefinitely as just a hole in taxpayers' pockets. Yeah, they'll just continue to get the money. I had an old college professor whose thesis was that governments eventually gets too big that it becomes inoperable, inefficient, and ineffective. I think we reached that stage a long time ago. So do you think that anybody anywhere, I mean, in the entire state of Illinois, somebody doesn't wake up and go, wait a minute, we've got $500,000 in the budget. It gets appropriated every year to a college that's no longer in existence. So when they go to cut a check, do they actually cut a check? Or is that money just accumulating in an account somewhere? Because you know what my first cynical thought was? They know that the college no longer exists. They know that every year they allocate or appropriate $500,000 to a non-existent entity. You know what I think? I think Illinois knows it. And Illinois is allowing that money to accumulate. And now the Illinois legislature, or maybe Governor Pritzker, has got a little slush fund. So if it's $500,000 a year and it's been 3 years, they got $1.5 million. You need some walking around money. You need some money to, you know, for, you know, we're going to have a big party, or we're going to do this, or we're going to do that. And we really don't have a appropriation for that. Oh, but we got $1.5 million over here that's been appropriated. It's lawful money that we can spend. We're just going to spend it on something else. I mean, it can happen. When you think about one of the things that Elon Musk found when he came in with the DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, was that checks were being issued by the Treasury without any account numbers. No, there was nothing that said this is to be charged to this account. They were just issuing the checks. So somebody was getting a check. Now somebody here could be getting a check, or somebody could astutely said, that money's not actually being spent. We'll just keep that money over here in an account. And then when the governor comes to us, or state legislator comes to us and says, hey, we need a couple of, you know, $100,000, or we need $25,000 because we're going to go do this little pet project somewhere, or, you know, we need to, you know, the governor's going to hold a big bash and we need to pay for the hors d'oeuvres and the cocktails and stuff. We got any money laying around anywhere for that? Oh yeah, we got this $1.5 million that was going to Lincoln College that's defunct, but it's been accumulating over here. We'll just spend that. That's how government is out of control. Now, one way to distinguish the tiny minority of legitimate asylum seekers, well, I've moved on, from those illegal alien gimme grants, is that the legitimate asylum seekers don't behave as I'm about to describe. This one comes to us from the London Sun. Asylum seekers staying in taxpayer-funded hotels are swiping thousands of pounds of designer gear from top stores. Tipped off by a security firm, reporters for the Sun saw it for themselves in London. They pounced at stores including Liberty, Polo Ralph Lauren, and John Lewis, then headed back to their Holiday Inn home. A whistleblower said 70% of shoplifters in the West End, it's a pretty nice end of part of London, are asylum seekers. Remember earlier in the program, Nigel Farage said that, oh, we're reaching societal collapse? Here's an example of that. 70% of shoplifters in that particular area of London are asylum seekers. So if you don't have a functional government in the United Kingdom, at least under the ruling party of the Labour Party, then nothing can or is going to be done about the perpetual looting spree going on. Laments a guy working in the private security sector. Quote, the police rarely attend, and the maximum we can hold them for is 4 hours. After that, we just have to let them go. We see the same faces again and again and again. So what's going on here? Well, these illegal aliens, these asylum seekers, set off from a Holiday Inn in Wembley that is home to 700 of them, and they make the rounds equipped with bags lined with tin foil so that security tags don't go off. I didn't know that worked. Hell's bells. I'll just get me a garbage bag, line it with tin foil, and I'll just go in. Who cares about the tags anymore? Just throw them in there. And then it gets even worse. They jump the turnstile for the tube, for the underground, their subway, and then they head to Bond Street Station before hitting 15 nearby shops there, including Lily White's, Hollister, and Reese. What do they do with the goods? Well, of course, they fence them. The proceeds complement all of the taxpayer-financed allowance that those asylum seekers are given in addition to their free room and their board. This first generation, because there's more to come, the first generation of asylum seekers enjoy the benefits of government that sides with them against the native population. So the next generation begins to take over the government. Like, you know, Zoran Mondani and Omar Fattah, whose parents all hail from Africa. Now, the longer that goes on, the uglier the situation is going to get when we as a civilized nation, whether it be the UK or the United States, finally starts defending itself, unless, of course, this Marxism and fascism prevail and civilization eventually just dies off. Which wouldn't surprise me. Coming back to this country, when you trust Democrats with public money, this is what happens. I briefly talked about this yesterday. Fewer than 400 EV chargers were built with more than $7.5 billion in federal infrastructure funding. Now, that comes out to about $19 million per charger, according to a nonpartisan agency watchdog. This comes to us from the National Review. To be exact, 384 charging ports were built at 68 stations at a cost of $19,531,250 per port. Funding for the construction of the chargers was drawn from the $7.5 billion allocated to the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program and Charging and Fueling Infrastructure Discretionary Grant Program, all approved as part of Biden's $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law. Now, just to be fair, a few Republican name only, a few rhinos, went along with virtually every Democrat to pass that looting spree, kind of masquerading as an infrastructure law. Now, the taxpayers, you and me, that finance this, we ought to have three questions answered for us by every person that voted for this. Where'd the money go? When did it come back? And when do criminals like Biden and the people that did this start going to prison for stealing vast sums of our money? So, well, let me go ahead and answer it for you. Where did the money go? Into the ether. It just went into a black hole somewhere. When are we going to get it back? Never. And when do criminals that do fraud like this start going to prison for stealing vast sums of money? Not soon enough. Oh, wait a minute. Shortly after taking office, Biden signed an executive order mandating that the beneficiaries of 40% of all federal climate and environmental programs should come from underserved communities. So stealing billions in the name of climate bullcrap didn't signal enough virtue. So they had to make it about bestowing other people's money upon favored identity groups. Yeah, that's how bad it's gotten. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. I'll be right back.
Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
There's one question every couple needs to answer. What if something happens to us? Kids, a house, a life you've built, but no estate plan? That's a risk you don't want to take. With Trust and Will, it's fast, secure, and easy to protect what matters most. Start your plan today at trustandwill.com. Use code RADIO to save 20%. Check it off your list. One less thing to worry about. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. See website for details.
Trust and Will.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Audience, and if you, quick story. So now this is more about the weekday program, but I had a text message yesterday when I was on air from someone who was listening. I think, I forget, but it wasn't in Colorado. They were in a campground, and they were listening on the iHeart app, but they had it playing on their phone while they sat at the campground. And I forget, I don't even remember what I was talking about. But somebody came over from the campground next to them and said, "Who's that you're listening to? That's really interesting. Who is that?" And so they told them, and so I picked up a listener at a campground somewhere. That's how we build the program. That's what I would ask you to do. Not that you have to play it out loud, but you know, you can go tell people about it. I appreciate that. One quick story as we close out our dumbassery of the week. The fires that the local authorities in Los Angeles allowed to get out of control last winter, that turned out to be an opportunity for those Marxists to not only to replace nice neighborhoods with government slums, but to rake in the cash. From the Fox 11 affiliate comes this story.
There's one simple vision hack. Anyone?
Oh, got to get rid of the commercial, and we'll do that right now.
Fire Aid, that star-studded concert that raised $100 million for wildfire victims. But where did all that money go? Investigative journalist Sue Pasco has been digging for answers, and what she's discovered might just surprise you. And Sue Pasco, she joins me now live on set. You are the editor of Circling the News. Yes. We can clearly see that. Thanks for the work that you're doing. So, this is personal and professional for you because you lost your home in the Palisades fire, but that's not necessarily how this story landed in your lap. How did this all come to be?
A reader sent me a little note and said, I've never seen any fire aid money. How do I apply for fire aid money? And I thought, well, you know, I've never thought about that. There's 12,000 people, basically, 12,000 homes gone. Those people probably want to know where the money is. This will be an easy task to find out. Mm-hmm. So I contacted the Annenberg. They never responded.
And the Annenberg is?
Foundation, because they are overseeing the wildfire funds, yes. So I emailed them several times. They never responded. I called them several times. They never responded. And finally, it was like almost 2 weeks later, a woman got back to me and she said, oh, I'm sorry for the delay. The person you need to speak to is Chris Wallace. He's a media spokesperson for wildfire funds. So I contacted Chris and I said, you know, victims want to know when they can get their money. Seems like a very simple question. Mm-hmm. He said, basically, they don't. All this money are going to nonprofits, and then nonprofits will take care of making sure the money's distributed.
Oh, so we're going to take the fire aid money raised by all of these stars that did the concert, and we're going to take that money, give it to an NGO so that they can help cover their overhead and expenses. And then, so if we give them $5, they'll spend $2 or $3 probably on overhead and program expenses. And then they'll take a dollar or two and they'll kind of, you know, dribble it out a little bit to a victim. It's the typical Democrat money laundering scheme being used for more than 12,000 fire victims in Los Angeles.
So I looked at initially they gave $50 million. to about 120 nonprofits. And I looked at these nonprofits, and one of them said, we help mobile home parks. And there were two mobile home parks in the Palisades, all low income. Mm-hmm. And so I contacted the people there. They had never received any money. They had never heard of that. When you go through, I would urge everyone to just go to the nonprofits that are listed if you want a good laugh. I mean, one of the nonprofits cleans preschool bathrooms. Well, after the fire, who knows? Maybe there is a preschool bathroom that needs cleaning.
Yeah. In other words, a lot of these nonprofits are ancillary, if you will.
That's a nice way of saying it.
And you urge people, our viewers, they can go on the Fire Aid website. And, yes, in terms of if you're Fire Aid, you can say, we have listed all the nonprofits. So they've given out $75 million so far. And you can see for yourself each nonprofit that has received money. The vetting process, though, that's an interesting angle to this story as well, because there's still another round of funding that will be given out. If you're a nonprofit, you would just have to fill out a simple, very simple questionnaire.
Six questions. Uh-huh.
So what do you make of the vetting process?
I think they're not helping the victims at all. Let's just say... And the other thing you should know, if you go on there, they don't say how much each individual nonprofit gets. So there are two nonprofits that are for the homeless people in the Palisades, Los Angeles in general, that they're getting money from LASA. So why are these nonprofits also getting money from Fire Aid? I don't know. They're homeless nonprofits. Of course, we're all homeless now, but...
And to be clear, we have reached out to actually the Attorney General, Rob Bonta, to see if this is on his radar, because this is a whole lot of money and you are well connected in your community and you don't know anybody who has received Fire Aid money.
That's correct.
So what is your advice if you're a victim, and there are several who are probably watching tonight?
Yeah, that's you get the idea. Can you imagine? At least this is real journalism. But again, it's unfortunately real journalism that exposes the fraud, the absolute fraud that permeates almost our entire government. Jiminy Christmas, we got a lot of work to do. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I always appreciate you listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend, and I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You hear time after time about close calls where a Byrna saved a life. You always need to be prepared to defend yourself, and we need to start with less lethal to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Listen to this Byrna story. Bob was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside. Luckily, Bob had just received his Byrna 4 days prior to the incident and used it to backpedal the man outside and off his property. Bob says he wants more Byrnas because you are ultimately responsible for the safety of yourself and your family. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped directly to your door. And Byrna is trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies worldwide. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.